following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Jerry Bader Show, 906. Just a crazy busy day on the show today. It looked like it even gotten crazier. We thought that we were going to have Governor Walker at 10:30-ish today, but he can't do that. They offered him They offered him at 10:20. Not going to work. For us, we've got something we're doing there. So I asked for 10:35. That's not going to work. He's got something at 10:30. We'll get him on next week. Looking forward to talking with the governor. One, it's been a while. Two, very interesting, Mary Burke's first week on the campaign trail. Her not good, very bad first week on the campaign trail, including a news conference that took place here in Green Bay yesterday. Now, it's being reported of the things she had to say, which were complete fluff. But there's something else about that news conference that is not being reported, so I'll tell you about it. We'll get to that. There's just so many other things going on. We'll have Reed Ribble on again at 9:20. And it's not going to be as chatty. I think Republicans are making a terrible mistake. I think they're falling for the same trap, the same Obama trap that they always have. Reid deflected this yesterday. I think he's just wrong about that. And I think the response thus far from Harry Reid and others in terms of negotiating shows that they're falling into the same trap. Now, on the other hand, they're here because of a failed shutdown strategy. I didn't like the shutdown strategy. My question was, what now? Well, all that's left is to try to negotiate out of this, or you stay in it forever. That's why I didn't like this plan. But now that you're here, I don't think you can go back to caving. It's a very complex issue. And we'll get to all of that. Also, I have listened to the Mark Levin interview, Inquisition of Ron Johnson. And I know that, and I receive the emails that a lot of conservatives are giddy about how Levin tore him up. Actually, I think given the fact that the host has control of those things, I thought Johnson fought back pretty well. I think those of you who are excited about this are hopelessly misguided. And I'm going to try to explain to you why that's the case. I'm going to try. No guarantees, but I'm going to try. Also, we'll have to make our Packer picks. Packers are 0-2 on the road. Four straight losses on the road going back to last year. As you'll hear in a moment, Mike McCarthy doesn't like to talk about last year. This is a new year. It's also 9:10, and that is when we talk with the coach every week before a Packers game. Friday before another Sunday Green Bay Packers game, this is when we talk to the coach, Mike McCarthy. Coach, I want to start with something off the football field, and I know this is something you don't usually get into, but the commissioner again reiterated this week he is pretty serious about looking at expanding the playoff format. A lot of debate about that. I'm guessing as a coach, it's another opportunity for teams to get in.
Well, I mean, being part of the owners meeting, and listen to all the arguments and in the format. I mean, there's definitely, you know, clearly understand why they want to do it. So, I would not have a problem with that.
Right, let's turn our attention now to the field, and there are several things that folks are talking about your team this week. First, and I didn't even realize this number, and I was at the game Sunday. Packers ran the ball 77% of the time on first down. That raised some eyebrows, but the reality is he had a lot of success doing it.
Well, definitely. I mean, there's a game plan for each and every game, and then obviously that adjusts during the flow of the game, and things that happen during the game really factor in the decision on how you call things. So, You know, I don't particularly worry about the outcome of a game statistically because of, you know, all the interchange that goes on during the course of the game. So we're very well aware of, you know, if we're running on first down, second down, and so forth. That's a big part of the coaching staff's job. But yeah, it was definitely something that was working. So we stayed after it, and it's a real credit to our players.
Yeah, I think that's not a surprise. As you said, the course of a game, it's working, so obviously the percentage that you do it is going to go up. The other things that folks are looking at, and I know you've talked a lot about this this week, but I have to ask you nonetheless, Aaron Rodgers and the Packer offense over the year, one of the very best in the red zone, not so much this year, but you don't seem to be worried at this point.
I'm not concerned because it's all things that are correctable. There's things from an execution standpoint, we're close. It hasn't been as clean as we want to, and you know, then there's things from a training standpoint that we can enhance, and we've addressed it. So my biggest challenge as far as over years and is being a productive red zone offense is getting down there as many possible times as you can, and we're doing a good job of that, and I'm confident we'll do better as we move forward.
One of the things that I think got a little bit lost in that, they mentioned you had to settle for field goals, but you also made all of them, and it was a heck of a day for Mason Crosby.
Absolutely. It's about scoring more points than the other team, and I think it's something that continually gets lost in the evaluation of our football team from the external forces is the fact of the matter that I think we're ranked probably third in the league in scoring, and that's what it's about, and Mason was the key guy this past weekend, so... that 52-yarder, that was a big-time kick.
Everybody was quick to notice when he was struggling, but they're not so quick, are they? It seems to notice when he's having a heck of a game.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
And that's exactly what was happening. The other thing, you know, with the red zone scoring, the other thing is fourth quarter scoring. And you have brought this up to me when the fourth quarter wasn't so good against the Redskins. You said, look, all of that counts, and that continues to be an issue.
Oh yeah, no doubt. It's something that you have to stay after, and it's, you know, we talk about it on 4-minute offense, and it's, you know, it's the same thing on defense. So, you know, you're playing a little more conservative call. Sometimes at that point you're trying to mix the pressure. And because at the end of the day you don't want to give up anything over the top. So and they kept all the, you know, they dinked and dunked and kept it in front of them. You know, you just got to tackle well, and those are things you learn from that situation. But, you know, you're also trying to, you know, keep the clock running and all those types of things. So it's a great position to be in, and it's a good problem to have. So we'll continue to work on.
You're 2-2, two wins at home, two losses on the road. And if you count the playoff game, lost four in a row now on the road. Anything you see there that you have to address going into another tough road game in Baltimore?
Well, we've lost two in a row. I mean, to use statistics from last year, yeah, when it's convenient, from a positive or a negative, is not reality. This is a different football team this year. We're facing different challenges, and I just know the two games that we did not get it done on the road, San Francisco and Cincinnati. I mean, you look at those games, you look at the fourth quarter of those games, and that's something that we got to do a better job of this week.
Last question, Coach. The first game that I was at this year was the Detroit game last week. I didn't make it to the first game. And I was curious to see the wall of sound. And where I noticed it, that end zone expansion, the Lions were pinned deep, headed north. And I really noticed it. Down in the bowl, how big of a difference have you noticed with that?
Yeah, it's definitely an improvement. You know, it's noon games are different than the afternoon games. But, it's a phenomenal addition to our – you know, incredible game day environment. So I'm very glad to have it. The organization did a great job with the design and the construction of it, and I know our fans are happy.
You won't have it this week. It's another tough game on the road, and as always, Coach, good luck.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.